Hello and welcome to Agile at Lundbeck. We've all heard about Agile, but what exactly is it? On Agile at Lundbeck, we ask various stakeholders to give their take on your questions about Agile, so you understand it, form and inform your own opinions, and maybe even implement it when it makes sense. I'm Anna Solberg, and this is Agile at Lundbeck. Today at Agile at Lundbeck, we're talking to Johan Luthman, EVP and Head of Research and Development, or the person who have started the Agile journey in research and development. Welcome, Johan.
Thanks a lot, Anna.
So why does Agile make you excited, and why was it the right choice for R&D?
I think we needed to have something very concrete to talk about. There was a need to change the culture a little bit in terms of what I called initially drug hunger, meaning we're there for one purpose, we're there to really deliver something of value to patients ultimately. But we were a little slow in doing things, overworking things, very cumbersome processes. So this was a very concrete way of changing how people work. We could say, look here, there's another way to do it.
And what is that way to do it? What is there in Agile that really makes it so special and brings us closer to the culture of the drug hunger?
Let's just start with one thing. You asked when I got into this. I have to say, 2 years ago, I didn't know that Agile was more than a word. And it is still a word. It's a word that means much more, though, to me and to people that experience Agile ways of working. I think it's the feeling of ownership. We all feel this at work, right? Someone else is intruding into our sort of thinking and like to tell us, really, this is how you do it. And you feel immediate resistance. What if you come together and get into more a win-win scenario? We have hierarchies in any organization. Let's say we can work in a different way in the hierarchies. Many people talk about empowerment. When you want your boss off your back or some colleague off your back, you say, I want empowerment. You're not giving me empowerment enough. Agile is actually a tool to deal with it. You are given empowerment within a very set, defined frame. I think that's very important. And part of the empowerment is really to check with your stakeholders, always check in what we famously call now the Mona Lisa moments. So we are working on a painting. If the painter is coming with the ready painting, as we often like to do, and the one who ordered the painting says, no, this is not the painting I wanted, then we spent a lot of time unnecessarily. So the idea here is really to work with your stakeholders, still feeling that engagement and empowerment. You are in charge. But part of being in charge is also make sure that you are on the right journey.
When I hear you speaking at different town halls and when I read your newsletter, very often you talk about the mindset of Agile and empowerment and what does it mean from culture perspective. Can you explore a little bit more?
Yeah, most of us have worked in a group of people when you have this great team spirit. And I think that's ultimately what we like to achieve here. Someone who works in a flow, but in a very guided, directed way. So obviously, it's about culture. It's about how we feel at work. We spend a lot of time at work. Shouldn't it be fun? Shouldn't it be something where we feel rewarded and where we achieve a lot of things? And I think that's where the methodology comes in, because you need to learn certain tools to be able to work agile, to really understand what it can deliver and how you reach that kind of flow feeling in a team.
You have been on a number of projects as well as a sponsor. And I want to ask you a question about empowerment. Do you actually think that it's easy for people to embrace empowerment if they have for years been working in the environment where they are used to maybe being told what to do? So what have you seen in the project? Are people grasping that empowerment quite easily?
That's a really good question. I think this is really where it gets hard. But that's why I think a toolbox like Agile is important. This requires a different set of behaviors across. And I like to start with management. We have to be not judges or imposing an opinion upon people. We're here to guide the journey. We're here to guide people in doing things that we jointly feel is the right thing. And I talked about this painting, the Mona Lisa painting. We're really painting it together. So that's part of the journey that we really like to take with Agile. Another thing is, as I touched upon before, we spend a lot of time at work. It ought to be fun. It ought to be a place where you feel I can contribute. My abilities are used to the maximum. as I can do and others can help me to do. And there are so many things that restrain what we do. It's not freedom. It's far from freedom. It's a very organized way of working. And you do it in a structured way. But I think that is really how you get that joy in spending time at work.
It's interesting about empowerment as well, because with all the learnings that we have done about Agile, when I started working with the Agile coaches, and then I went into the Kanban board and I have created a backlog of different things that had to be done. And then what did I do? I have a sign, so talk about empowerment here. And then the coaches came back to me and they said, that's not how you do it in the Agile environment. We are supposed to decide which tasks we are taking. You're only supposed to clarify what are the priorities. So we're all creatures of habits here, and we all act sometimes out of these habits, out of best intentions. So what I wanted to ask you is, what do you think leaders can do actively in the day to really, truly empower their employees, agile or not?
There's so many things in your question there, but I think one important thing is to be supportive. Yeah, that sounds very simple, but you really should understand that people are striving to do their best. And since we're very small, we have some resistance to be told to do things. We like to do that in an environment when it's play. And I think that's what we like to create here. That's extremely hard because we have hard facts at the end of our business. We have to deliver drugs for our patients. So there is sort of a bottom line, but that's actually also a very strong unifying force. And that's why we do Agile. And that's why we like to continue this journey, because this is a way to really push us harder to deliver around that framework, but in a much, much better environment where people can thrive. And we live in a very complex, innovative culture. R&D is about basically doing all the right things, having the right people, making the right decisions, and drive things efficiently forward. I often actually say the most important aspect of R&D is luck, and you have to optimize everything for luck. I think Agile is a way to pave the way for people to feel that they can see luck when luck comes their way and take care of it and mature it so it's something that can bring value to the company.
You mentioned that you went to some meetings, and I know, of course, because I was also a part of the journey from the beginning with R&D leadership team, that you have also done some sprints together with the R&D leadership team. Can you tell a few more words?
First of all, I think it's a great question, because as a leader, you often tell other people to do things. And that's actually a little anti-agile. The methodology builds on you're in it together. You have stakeholders. I may be a stakeholder, but I also may be a team member. And what is better to learn how to do this than try it yourself? So we realized to my embarrassment and some others in the leadership team and R&D that, boy, we ask people to do this stuff, but we have really no own experience. And that's a really bad way to get going, asking people to do things. So we started a number of activities. First of all, we had a lot of lectures, trainings, etc. And Anna, you were very helpful in setting this up. So we got the crash course, what it means. But then we really did our own mini sprints. And also, actually, we had a few projects where we really had something very concrete to deliver from the leadership group parts of it. So we're running real Agile projects to really learn about it. And I have to say, it was a great experience. I learned a lot from it. I also learned that it's a little hard sometimes to work Agile because you're supposed to be focused. And in my job and many other people's job, you're constantly bombarded by other things coming in. So protect your time and to be able really to work focused on one thing. I think that's the key element of Agile, and that's where the value comes, but that's also where all the challenges comes.
What's next, do you think, for Agile? So now, over the year, we have run multiple projects, but there is, of course, a limit on how many projects we can run simultaneously, simply because of capacity of our people, and we tried to pick the big cross-functional projects in R&D. Now, as you're saying, things are also starting to blossom, and we can see line of business projects supported by their own Scrum Masters that have been trained in the line of business and so on. But we've always discussed that projects are just an interim step. It's not an outcome of all the work that we're doing with Agile. So what's next?
I think that's a really important question now, because we are at the conjunction now where we really have to take a new step. So we've been running all those ad hoc projects, temporary projects, that is a little bit on top of your regular work. So we actually learned a lot from this. First of all, people find it very hard to find dedicated time. So we're looking now more for things that are more stable, more permanent in our organization. We like to start agile in places where you do your kind of regular work, but just to do it in a different way. Coming together with colleagues and maybe do it faster with higher quality, which is the aim of it, of course. We have actually looked at a few areas where we think it's particularly suitable, and we try it out there. Because those ad hoc projects, yeah, they're great to solve a particular problem we have. And there are a lot of those things around, hanging around that we should fix. But why not try to get it into your daily life, your regular work? And maybe your daily work, your regular work, can become a little more fun, a little more easy, how you interact with your colleagues. And I think one thing that is very important with Agile, it brings a lot of discipline into the way you work. Agile is not freewheeling. It's far from it. It's a very disciplined kind of work. And it's a lot of commitment there. You have the daily stand-ups where you tell people what you're planning to do and when you will deliver it. Isn't that a nice way to really live up to people's expectation and feel that I'm contributing to the totality? And if we could do that in our regular work, that's really where we like to be.
Thank you very much, Johan. Be sure to check back again next week for part two of this interview with Johan, where he talks about getting rid of what he calls hangarounds. He reveals the project results that he's most excited about and shares his ambitions for Agile. Join us next time at Agile at Lundbeck.